Oh yeah. Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. Our mission every day of the year is to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. And we do that on Saturday mornings by showing up at the radio station and answering your questions about your house, home, castle, or cabin.
In the second segment of the 9 o'clock hour, we give away our tickets. We've got ASU basketball tickets. If you know the answer to this trivia question, who is our March featured partner in our home maintenance calendar? If you've got your Rosie on the House home maintenance calendar, pretty easy to just look, see who the featured partner is, text that answer to 411-923, and between now and the end of this programming, all right answers that come in, we'll select a random winner during the bottom of the hour news break and send you to the ASU basketball, to an ASU basketball tickets to an ASU basketball game.
You got it. You got it. Hey, two of your best friends call the questions.
Okay.
But there's little air demons out there today, and both the calls dropped, but I wanted to ask a question in Peter's behalf. He has a home that he installed tile in 2 years ago. He had it installed, and it's starting to flake the grout off the top, and then also this making popping sounds when he steps on them.
Well, my number one suspicion there is that he's got the grout and the thin set and the tile delaminating from his slab, and that is invariably caused by moisture. Depending on how old the installation really is, he said a couple years. Well, if it's less than 2 years, he can certainly approach the contractor and go through the registrar or contractor's review process. If it's over 2 years, he probably isn't going to have much recourse that way. But moisture from the underground of the slab can source from many different places. Sometimes, like Romy was talking, it's a little bit older home with underground water lines, and maybe there's a pinhole leak. Many times, if we've changed landscaping against the exterior foundation of the home, the water's finding its way in. There are places underground where the foundation supporting your house has holes in it, like where the sewer line leaves the stem wall and whatnot, and that's a great place for moisture to get in. He's going to have to pop a couple of those tile and do a moisture reading of the slab and determine whether or not he's got to do remedial action before he starts replacing it. One thing he could do himself is get some duct tape or some painter's tape and some Saran wrap and lay the Saran wrap on top of the tile in an area big enough to cover a couple different tile and some grout. Then tape the Saran wrap on all four sides down to the floor. If he sees condensation building up on the underside of that Saran wrap, then moisture absolutely is the culprit, and he's going to have to stop the moisture infiltration before he can ever get the thin set, the tile, and the grout to stay in place.
Okay, so let's say the moisture is an issue. Who does he call after that? Is that it wouldn't be the tile guy's fault, right?
No. Then you need a house detective.
There's people that do leak location specifically for that. Once that's identified and eliminated and the moisture has a chance to evaporate and do our test to make sure we're back to a good reading, then we can reapply. And if it's done, and it now's a great opportunity, once he's re-adhered the new tile, to let it cure properly and seal it, which is hard to do because ideally you want at least 2 weeks of non-use on that tile, which is really hard. But as he can see, that little extra time to not have to do this every couple years can be worth it as well.
Is there any way that gave way without it moisture being a problem?
Yeah.
A proper improper install. They could have used really watered down thin set. They could have not used the right thin set.
Too much water in the grout causes air bubbles in the grout that can all be popping loose. The moisture
test.
He's got
a lot to do.
The moisture test is the place to start.
Okay, I'll give him a call.
Okay.
And the other question?
The other one's two-parter. It's a guy in wanting to buy it's a new home in Cave Creek. It doesn't sound like he built it.
Okay.
But he wants to put in a water softener, and the builder did not put in a loop.
So any water treatment company, that's part of their system. If there's no loop, they install one.
And he worded the question to me, do I have to have a loop? He does.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah. And then the other thing is he wants to take a line from his where his gas is at the meter over to his barbecue. Does it have to be buried?
It sure is ugly if he doesn't.
As you say, if he's got a structure that he can mount it to, I'm sure we can find a way to meet it with code. But if there's open space between the home and the barbecue, you would have to bury that.
Okay.
Yes.